Public support for casinos in North Carolina on the rise. Public support for legalizing casinos in North Carolina appears to be growing. New polling data suggests that a majority of voters in the state are in favor of expanding gambling opportunities beyond the currently permitted locations. At present, casino gambling is only allowed on tribal lands and in waters more than 3 miles offshore on gambling cruise ships. However, discussions about changing this restriction are gaining momentum among lawmakers. As state legislators begin considering their priorities for the 2025 General Assembly session, the issue of expanding casino gambling has emerged as one of the key topics of debate. Senate Minority Leader Sidney Batch identified casino legalization as one of the two primary nonpartisan issues of 2024, alongside medical marijuana, both of which are expected to be revisited in the upcoming legislative session. A recent poll conducted by Meredith College revealed that 58% of respondents supported the legalization of casinos in North Carolina, while 32% were opposed and the remaining 10% had no clear stance on the matter. The data suggests a growing acceptance of casino gambling among the state's residents, likely influenced by existing legal gambling options, such as the state lottery and the recently approved online sports wagering. The director of the Meredith College poll noted that most North Carolinians have become accustomed to various forms of gambling, making the idea of allowing casino gaming in the state less controversial. With the lottery already in place and online sports betting recently becoming legal, many residents have shifted their perspectives on casino gambling. Additionally, neighboring states with legal casinos provide accessible options for North Carolinians, which may have contributed to changing attitudes. Tribal casinos control the market. North Carolina currently has 3 casinos operating on tribal lands. The largest is Hurrah's Cherokee Casino Resort, which opened in 1997 on the land of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians and has undergone continual expansion since its inception. A second location, Hurrah's Cherokee Valley River, operates in Murphy, North Carolina, serving patrons in the western part of the state. In 2021, the Catawba Two Kings Casino opened as a temporary gaming facility, with plans for a permanent resort to be completed by early 2026, just 35 miles west of Charlotte. Despite these existing options, residents in central and eastern North Carolina must travel several hours to reach a casino within state borders. Many choose to visit casinos in neighboring states instead. Caesars Virginia recently celebrated its grand opening in Danville, Virginia, attracting a significant number of North Carolina residents. Similarly, Bristol, Virginia, offers another nearby casino destination for Triangle area gamblers. The accessibility of these out-of-state casinos raises concerns among North Carolina lawmakers about lost revenue, as residents cross state lines to gamble rather than spending within their home state.